堂听 class.com。
Number 47. Don't call me sir.
Mr. Jenkins, come into my office on the double.
Yes, Miss Jones. What's up, sir? Have you gone over my report on production automation?
That's not what I want to talk about at the moment. I was reading the proposals you had made before losing the contract on the Boeing project.
Sir, what can I say?I did the best possible, but with our manufacturing price, we couldn't budge an inch, so we lost out to the Taiwanese again. They are much more competitive, sir.
Jenkins, if you had checked your figures and at least consulted me, we probably would have cut corners and come out on top.
But, sir, well, sir...I'm trying to explain a simple fact, that with the cost of labor all over America, we're forcing ourselves out of the market. We've known this for years, but we still have not automated our means of production.
Point made, Jenkins, but we're in a bind. We can't get support from the shareholders to automate unless we show them contracts.It would be an act of suicide if we started to bid lower.
Sir, let me point out...
Jenkins, that's the fifth time you have called me sir. Open your eyes. Can't you see that I'm a woman? Call me anything. Captain, Jones, Admiral, anything, but don't call me sir.
It's true, Captain, Jones, Admiral. You are a woman.You are a woman. But, sir, if I just may point out... Number 47. Don't call me sir.
Mr. Jenkins, come into my office on the double.
Yes, Miss Jones. What's up, sir? Have you gone over my report on production automation?
That's not what I want to talk about at the moment. I was reading the proposals you had made before losing the contract in the Boeing project.
Sir, what can I say?I did the best possible, but with our manufacturing price, we couldn't budge an inch. So we lost out to the Taiwanese again. They are much more competitive, sir.
Jenkins, if you had checked your figures and at least consulted me, we probably could have cut corners and come out on top.
But, sir, well, sir, I'm trying to explain a simple fact, that with the cost of labor all over America, we're forcing ourselves out of the market. We've known this for years.But we still have not automated our means of production.
Point made, Jenkins, but we're in a bind. We can't get support from the shareholders to automate unless we show them contracts. It would be an act of suicide if we started to bid lower.
Sir, let me point out...
Jenkins, that's the fifth time you've called me sir. Open your eyes. Can't you see that I'm a woman? Call me anything. Captain, Jones, Admiral, anything, but don't call me sir.
It's true, Captain, Jones, Admiral. You are a woman.You are a woman. But, sir, if I just may point out... Number 48. Divorce. Well, it finally happened. George told me at work today that he's getting a divorce from Joan. I can't believe it. Their marriage seemed so stable.
After 20 years, how can they just throw everything out the window?I didn't even know that they were having problems. They seem to be just another normal couple to me.
Normal. I agree. Perfectly normal. But George told me that they came to a mutual agreement to live apart. At least the children are old enough that it won't hurt them too much.
Joan said that she wants to start doing other things now that she has time after raising a family. She wants to go back to university, something more stimulating than being in the house all day. That woman has always been a maverick, doing what she wants to do.
I guess there is nothing wrong with it, as long as it's not an irrational decision. If the children were younger, though... I would be completely against it. They don't deserve the pain of seeing their parents growing apart. Those kids really have a mature outlook on life, though.
Well, darling, since it sounds all so logical, maybe we should try divorce. It could be a wonderful new experience. Do you think we're too old-fashioned for these times?
Old-fashioned? Bah! We're not old-fashioned, and we're still young. Listen, I'm going to see our lawyer and have a contract of divorce written up.
Oh, it all sounds so exciting.
Number 48, divorce. Well, it finally happened. George told me at work today that he's getting a divorce from Joan. I can't believe it. Their marriage seemed so stable.
After 20 years, how can they just throw everything out the window? I didn't even know that they were having problems. They seem to be just another normal couple to me.
Normal, I agree. Perfectly normal. But George told me that they came to a mutual agreement to live apart. At least the children are old enough that it won't hurt them too much.
Joan said that she wants to start doing other things now that she has time after raising a family. She wants to go back to university. Something more stimulating than being in the house all day. That woman has always been a maverick, doing what she wants to do.
I guess there is nothing wrong with it as long as it's not an irrational decision. If the children were younger, though, I would be completely against it. They don't deserve the pain of seeing their parents growing apart. Those kids really have a mature outlook on life, though.
Well, darling, since it sounds all so logical, maybe we should try divorce. It could be a wonderful new experience. Do you think we're too old-fashioned for these times?
Old-fashioned? Bah! We're not old-fashioned, and we're still young. Listen, I'm going to see our lawyer and have a contract of divorce written up.
Oh, it all sounds so exciting.
Number 49, a special gift.
Yes? May I help you, sir?
Yes. I'm looking for a gift for a young lady friend of mine. I don't have a clue what she would want. Since you seem to have good taste, maybe you could help me.
How much are you thinking of spending?
Money's no object. I want something really special. It's for her 21st birthday, so I want something to impress her.
Well, first let's look at our selection of perfumes. We have some from France and a new line from India. They're all quite exotic.
Could I see, or should I say, smell one from India?
This is the one I like. It's called Nectar of the Gods. It's a mixture of jasmine and sandalwood. Fragrant, but not too strong.
That smells really nice. It smells like a fresh spring morning. I think she'll love this one. I'd like to buy a small bottle, and could you suggest something else? That will send her head over heels.
We also have some samples of Thai silk. These sashes are really spectacular. Look at the color selection.
Okay, I would like this one. The color burgundy will suit her well. Perfect. Something simple, but beautiful. That will be all for today.
I'll just wrap these up and get you the bill.
Number 49, a special gift.
Yes, may I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for a gift for a young lady friend of mine. I don't have a clue what she would want. Since you seem to have good taste, maybe you could help me.
How much are you thinking of spending?
Money's no object. I want something really special. It's for her 21st birthday, so I want something to impress her.
Well, first let's look at our selection of perfumes. We have some from France and a new line from India. They're all quite exotic.
Could I see, or should I say, smell one from India?
This is the one I like. It's called Nectar of the Gods. It's a mixture of jasmine and sandalwood. Fragrant, but not too strong.
That smells really nice. It smells like a fresh spring morning. I think she'll love this one. I'd like to buy a small bottle, and could you suggest something else? That will send her head over heels.
We also have some samples of Thai silk. These sashes are really spectacular. Look at the color selection.
Okay, I would like this one. The color burgundy will suit her well. Perfect. Something simple but beautiful. That will be all for today.
I'll just wrap these up and get you the bill.
Number 50, Exploration in Space.
We've landed on the planet Altair, Dr. Speck. Check the atmospheric composition and give me a temperature reading.
Atmosphere is similar to Earth's. Temperature is 30 degrees Celsius. I think it's safe to go outside the ship.
Okay, bring weapons. We don't know what kind of things live out there.
What exactly are we looking for?
There have been reports of humans living on this planet. The stories are few and far between, but last month, a merchant ship reported a village in this section of the planet. The disturbing fact is that they were all women.
That does raise some interesting questions. Did our survey of the planet show any human life forms?
No, it didn't. But this part of the planet wasn't included in the survey. That's why we are here. We must find out if this village really exists.
But why is it so important?
Because one of the women on an exploratory mission here about 20 years ago was a top scientist back on Earth. She was working on some secret biology projects. Some people back on Earth are worried that she might be doing something very strange here.
I see. And we have to find out what it is. Well, if there are humans here, they've certainly seen our ship. Do you think they are hostile?
I don't know. We don't want to take any chances, so bring weapons.
Okay, I'll get them. Meet me at the exit in 20 minutes. Number 50, Exploration in Space.
We've landed on the planet Altair, Dr. Speck. Check the atmospheric composition and give me a temperature reading.
Atmosphere is similar to Earth's. Temperature is 30 degrees Celsius. I think it's safe to go outside the ship.
Okay, bring weapons. We don't know what kind of things live out there.
What exactly are we looking for?
There have been reports of humans living on this planet. The stories are few and far between. But last month, a merchant ship reported a village in this section of the planet. The disturbing fact is that they are all women.
That does raise some interesting questions. Did our survey of the planet show any human life forms?
No, it didn't. But this part of the planet wasn't included in the survey. That's why we are here. We must find out if this village really exists.
But why is it so important?
Because one of the women on an exploratory mission here about 20 years ago was a top scientist back on Earth. She was working on some secret biology projects. Some people back on Earth are worried that she might be doing something very strange here.
I see, and we have to find out what it is. Well, if there are humans here, they've certainly seen our ship. Do you think they are hostile?
I don't know. We don't want to take any chances, so bring weapons.
Okay, I'll get them. Meet me at the exit in 20 minutes. Number 51, Exploration in Space.
Dr. Speck, I want us to stick together as we explore this area. If you see any life forms that appear to be hostile, shoot first and ask questions later. I can't afford having you hurt.
Nor can I afford to lose you. It takes two people to operate the ship. I suggest we climb to the top of that hill off to the left. From the top, we can look out over the land and search for signs of life. Roads or walkways, garbage, crop cultivation, houses. All of these would indicate the presence of humans.
Yes, I agree. Let's shake a leg. This walk is a lot more difficult than it looked from the ship. This hill must be bigger than we thought. We should have an excellent view from the top. Though we may not see anything that might help us, if there are people here, it doesn't seem like they want to have visitors.
Yes, so it would seem. We must assume that if people live here, they don't want to be seen. Otherwise, there would have been more concrete evidence of their presence from ships, that came through here in the past.
My thinking, exactly. I don't like the feeling of this place. It's almost as if we are being watched.
That's not a logical feeling, Captain.
I know, but it wouldn't be the first time my woman's intuition proved to be correct. Ah, here we are at the top of the hill. What can you see, Dr. Speck?
I can see 10 women pointing guns at us. It appears your woman's intuition is in proper working order. We've been captured.
Unfortunately. Throw down your weapons, Dr. Speck.
Number 51. Exploration in space.
Dr. Speck, I want us to stick together as we explore this area. If you see any life forms that appear to be hostile, shoot first and ask questions later. I can't afford having you hurt.
Nor can I afford to lose you. It takes two people to operate the ship. I suggest we climb to the top of that hill off to the left. From the top, we can look out over the land and search for signs of life. Roads or walkways, garbage, crop cultivation, houses. All of these would indicate the presence of humans.
Yes, I agree. Let's shake a leg. This walk is a lot more difficult than it looked from the ship. This hill must be bigger than we thought. We should have an excellent view from the top, though we may not see anything that might help us. If there are people here, it doesn't seem like they want to have visitors.
Yes, so it would seem. We must assume that if people live here, they don't want to be seen. Otherwise, there would have been more concrete evidence of their presence from ships that came through here in the past.
My thinking, exactly. I don't like the feeling of this place. It's almost as if we're being watched.
That's not a logical feeling, Captain.
I know, but it wouldn't be the first time my woman's intuition proved to be correct. Ah, here we are at the top of the hill. What can you see, Dr. Speck?
I can see 10 women pointing guns at us. It appears your woman's intuition is in proper working order. We've been captured.
Unfortunately. Throw down your weapons, Dr. Speck.
Number 52. Exploration in space.
Dr. Speck, are you all right?
Yes, I think so. Where are we?
I'm not sure. Some kind of shed. It's dark outside, so I couldn't see where they were taking us. You've been unconscious for several hours.
What happened back on that hill near the ship? I can't remember anything.
They sprayed us with gas. It hit you full in the face. They missed me, but I pretended to be asleep, so I could see where they were taking us. We were carried through a forest for about an hour. Then it got dark. Before that, they were moving away from the ship. We must be quite far from it now.
Yes, we've got to get back there. Did you hear our captors speaking? Did you get a look at them?
No, I didn't hear them say anything, but I did see other people as we walked. They were all women as well.
Very strange. We have to get out of here and return to the ship. We've got to call for help. Let's search this room for a way out. You start over there, and I'll start here.
This side of the room is solid. No way out here. What about your side?
There's a small space near the roof, but it's too small for me to get through. You try it.
Yes, I can get through, but I can't leave you here all alone.
You must. Get to the ship and call for help.
All right. Good luck, Dr. Speck.
Don't worry about me. Good luck to you.